Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, I'm so excited. Guess who's on the phone? Our friend Christy Barsh. She is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and she is all rested up after a very successful Rivertown Days, and we're anxious to get caught up with her. Christy, how have you been?
Been great. Thank you.
Isn't it amazing that we are talking now in the month of August, and it's hard to believe we're looking ahead to other things, and I'm sure you're trying to rest on your laurels, but really when you are running a chamber the size of Hastings with the limited capacity you have for employees, you always have to keep looking ahead. But can we just rest on your laurels for just a second? How was Rivertown Days?
Rivertown Days was great. It was wonderful. It was our second year with this new concept, and there was a lot to learn, but I just am amazed at how many people came out to help and support the event. We exceeded our expectations for sponsorships. We had double the volunteers that we've had in the past, and everything went so much smoother than last year. It was really great. It was a really great weekend.
And the weather certainly cooperated.
It did. Yeah, it was hot as always, but it's always hot. But there was no rain, and we were able to enjoy sun with a little bit of clouds for some shade, and so it cooperated, which is really important for an outdoor event like that.
Absolutely, and I think when you plan so far ahead, you can have every I dotted and every T crossed, but really it comes down to the weather, something that you don't have control over.
Exactly. So it's something that I just have learned that I cannot obsessively look at the
week
before.
You actually didn't. When did I see you? I saw you like 2 days before, and you were like, oh, I hadn't even looked at what the weather was.
I won't do it to myself anymore. I just can't do it. There's no controlling it.
That
you just gotta roll with the punches.
Great self-control, I must say.
Thank you.
So anyway, what were some of your key learnings this year? And what were some things that you are thinking that you did improve upon?
Yeah, so a couple of things that worked out really well for us. We were really looking to be, as you mentioned, the chamber is a very small staff. So I'm full-time, and then I have a semi-full-time person who really, she equates to about five people, Jessica Dodge. And then we have a part-time tourism person, Dave, who does a ton of work too, but again, part-time. So we were really looking to partner with some other organizations to help us run the event successfully. And we were able to partner with HPAC this year to run the Arts and Crafts Fair down at JC Park. And that went so well. Their board members took on all the volunteer roles. They worked with all of our vendors. And it really, we just had a wrap-up meeting a few minutes ago, and it really went so well.
Christy, how did that come up? I mean, that's a great partnership, and I'm shocked that it hasn't been thought of before. That is really awesome.
I think, last year when after not doing the event for a year in 2020, and then doing such a big change in 2021, we made it through, but really barely we made it through. I mean, there was just, 2021 was as fantastic as it was so much work on our staff and our board. And so we, at the wrap-up meeting, said we really need to, if we're going to keep it a community event where there's things all around, we really need to be strategic about reaching out to groups this year. And so the Arts and Crafts Fair was one of the events that we said we could really use some help in partnering with an organization, and HPAC just seemed like a natural fit. So I'm fortunate enough where we partner with the Prescott Chamber on a few different events throughout the year, and Casey is an active board member with HPAC, so her and I connected, and that was the start of several meetings that came to a really great partnership. And so we, I think it's something that will continue to grow, but we were able to provide a donation to HPAC, and then they were able to run the event for us during Rivertown Days weekend. It was great.
Such a win-win, and maybe that is something that you might want to give a shout-out to other nonprofits or other organizations that might want to help.
We reached out to a couple other organizations with ideas, especially prior to making the adjustment of moving the parade over to 4th of July weekend. We had reached out to a couple other service groups asking, hey, would you be interested in running the parade portion of Rivertown Days, and it would be this much money for your donation, and we just didn't get any bites off of that. But we, You know, we did reach out to groups like the Lions Club, and they were interested in getting volunteers to help us with the beer tent portion. And then we really reached out to our sanctioned events and said, you guys have been so great. This is what we can offer from a marketing standpoint, and really pushed our events like the 10-Cent Carnival and the Petting Zoo at Premier Bank, really pushed those out there and set an itinerary of things to do around town. And that was super successful this year. We heard back from events around town that were especially the family-friendly events. They had an amazing turnout. So that was another big win for us, is to kind of reach out to those event organizers and say, how can we help you make your event successful, and where can we market for you? And so that was another big win for us.
No kidding.
The event as a whole.
And I actually had the opportunity to interview Hastings Family Service representatives, and they were saying that the 10-Cent Carnival shockingly brought in so much money for them.
That's awesome.
No kidding. And when you think about it, every 10 cents does help. So it was a win-win for them. It was a win-win for, and over the years, I guess, they have continued to do this, and it's been such a long-standing event. So yeah, it's yeah. It really, that's the community piece that is so special about River Town Days.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had Kelly Carter with Things Family Services on the River Town Days committee, and so she really took on reaching out to groups, because we had heard feedback last year that during the day, families were missing more free family fun. So she reached out to organizations like Branchline Church and Hope Lutheran Church, and they were able to provide free family-friendly activities down in the Levee Park area. And then we made the choice to move back the buttoned time so that we could really push the sidewalk sale for free, and then those family-friendly events like the Bubble Park and Sidewalk Chalk. And then we ended up, through some sponsor funds, hiring some family-friendly activities like professional face painters and balloon artists to enhance.
There them. Are professional face painters?
There are professional face painters and balloon artists.
Oh my
it's a thing.
Now I know what I'm going to do in
really
retirement.
This. Oh my gosh, you'd be so good at it, Mal.
You're so nice.
Wait,
thank
would you. Would you do the balloons or the face painting?
Maybe I would get certified in both.
In both.
Yes, I would be a hit at your birthday parties.
I love it. Good.
Oh, well, Christy, so are you rested? How did it go? And then how quickly do you have to take a breath and get on to something new?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was just speaking to a board member before this call, and they were asking the same thing, and you know, for a good month, we do nothing but River Town Days.
Right.
And I mean nothing. So you're almost coming back from this massive event a little bit more stressed out than when you went into it, because it's like when you come back from a 10-day vacation.
Yes.
And you've got so much to catch up on.
Right.
So I was able to take a few days off after and rest up, and now we're really focused on what can we do on the chamber side and the tourism side. But I will say, as far as traffic to the community, I was able to get a demo with a group called Placer AI, and as kind of creepy as it sounds, they can track cell phone traffic. Over the weekend of Rivertown Days, we just did a little like hexagon around the downtown area, and it showed that on Friday night we had over 9,000 visitors. And on Saturday, it was over 14,000, and on Sunday, it was 6,000, closer to 7,000 visitors. So a really successful numbers as far as the number of people coming to the event in that downtown area. So that was good to see.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, congratulations to you. That really is wonderful. And for people that might forget, Rivertown Days is a wonderful community event, but it really is your big fundraiser. You're a nonprofit.
Right. And I think, you know, the history of Rivertown Days is interesting, because at one point it was several different organizations, but then as organizations chose to step back or do their own event, the chamber just continued to take things on. And so to be able to run it and man it, then, yeah, we do need to bring in those funds, because we are a private nonprofit and don't get tax dollars from the city. So it was a win-win, and being able to provide a fun community event that attracts tourists, because that's part of our mission, and then be a fundraiser for the chamber too. So It was good.
So let's talk about the tourism part, because your title is the Chamber President, but it's also the Tourism Bureau. And I think sometimes people, you know, they don't understand what that part is, but Hastings really has stepped up as far as a destination for a lot of people. It's a good day trip. It's also a good place where people come and stay overnight, and not just in the summer months, but, you know, we're close to ski resorts, we're close to outdoor snowshoeing places and beautiful lakes and rivers that are frozen. So it's year-round tourism is an important piece. What does that look at like from your standpoint, and how do you continue to try to grow that tourism business?
Yeah, I think we're really, as a tourism board and as a chamber board, trying to figure out the best way to communicate to community members how important tourism traffic is to the city of Hastings and what that does from an economic standpoint. Because I think sometimes it's, you know, you think of, I'll just give an example of the Little Log House Antique Power Show. So that is an incredible event that we have right here in our community. But when you think about it, you're thinking of everyone going, you know, way south of town and kind of out more in the egg. Well, we heard from our gas stations, we heard from our hotels, we heard from our downtown businesses that they see a huge influx over that weekend because there's so many people coming to town. So it just, it's a huge economic boom for us to have that tourism traffic here. And then outside of that, we've seen an increase in families wanting to move to the community because when they come in, they experience what Hastings have, they want to be here. So we're starting to see that huge boom of families wanting to move to a place that they really enjoy visiting.
Well, Christy, that's incredible. And I mean, I would assume, you know, if I went someplace I liked, I would maybe think I'm going to go back there again.
Right.
But
yeah.
You're saying people are actually saying they would like to move here.
Yeah, we're seeing a huge increase in our request for information through our website of realtors and community information and things for those people that are wanting to move to town. And we hear it through Rivertown Days guests too. I think I heard it 5 times. I can't believe your gas prices are so cheap here. We definitely want to move to Hastings. And I know that that's all over the news, but we did hear it. It was just one bonus. So tourism traffic is really an economic driver for a community like Hastings, and it supports our small businesses, but also can promote new residents coming to town, which is good. That's good for our schools, and it's just a big circle that's an important piece of building the community.
Well, and I don't think people really understand how that can mushroom out into, you know, everyday life, even if you don't have a business in Hastings. I mean, to have economic growth is only a positive for the residents of a city. And to have healthy businesses and lots of choices of where you could go out to dinner or go shopping. And I mean, tell us how that really does impact people.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Hastings is that I don't think that residents of Hastings want to be an Eagan, right? We value that small town feel, and that's important. But what happens with that is maintaining kind of that small community means that our businesses can't rely on residents to support them completely because we're not a community of 60, 70,000 people, which is what we enjoy about living here. But then our businesses need to be able to rely on outside visitors to come and shop and use their services when their car breaks down if they're visiting and go to the gas station and the grocery store when they're visiting for the weekend. And it's just something that in a smaller community, we can't rely solely on our residents to do that. So really being able to push and promote the community to visitors so that they're here and spending and staying and hopefully planning another trip back is really important to the sustainability of our small businesses.
And how far out do you do your tourism campaign?
It depends. You know, for when we are advertising our bike trails, let's say in spring, we really will focus on, we get a lot of bikers from the St. Paul area, but then we'll go all the way down to Rochester as well. And then we push over into the Wisconsin area. So like the Milwaukee area, we were seeing a high traffic from.
Really?
Yeah. And then I only got a snippet because we haven't invested in the technology yet, but when we looked at the heat map for people traveling for Rivertown days, we saw a lot from Minneapolis and St. Paul, and then we saw a good pocket down from Rochester, and then we also saw outside of the state in the Dakotas, and I can't remember the city, but there was a pocket outside of the state where people had traveled a decent amount to come to the festival. So that was really fun to see, and hoping that we can work with this group so that we can just get more information. Being able to understand where people are traveling from and why they are traveling to Hastings is so useful for us when we continue to build on the event and continue to market it.
No kidding. And so what are you working on now, please?
So the Chamber's fiscal year starts October 1st. So we're working on our budget and our plan for this next year. We're gearing up for school to start. We had started to develop a really strong partnership with the Hastings schools and programs like getting CEO in the classroom and having our businesses provide feedback on high school curriculum. So we're working on gearing that back up. We have a golf tournament coming up at the end of August. So we've got that going on, and then getting ready for elections. We'll be working on a candidate forum again for city council and House and Senate, and yeah, so a lot going on.
A lot of great stuff, Christy. Yeah. It's all good. And Christy, again, you have how many different websites?
Oh, we have three. We have too many websites, Paul.
Can you give people the websites so then they can choose which one they want to get involved in?
Sure. So the Chamber website, which is great for any residents listening, it's a great way to get a local business directory if you're looking for something specific. And that one is hastingsmn.org. And then if you're looking for some fun tourist stuff or to plan an itinerary for visiting friends and family, the visitor's website is visithastingsmn.org. And then if you want to just stay up on Rivertown Days stuff, we do have a Rivertown Days website too, which is rivertowndaysmn.com.
I love it. Christy, thanks for all you do. You're just such a great fit for this wonderful role as the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and we really appreciate your time. Christy Barse, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.